Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Happy New Year, Mike.
Yes, you too. We are finally done with 2020. Thank goodness.
Yes, it is time for 2021. And I'm assuming it's going to be another busy year on Facebook. So we're going to be back here every Monday, folks, with a new tip for franchisors marketing their brand and marketing their franchisees on Facebook. Mike, I understand there's a lot of changes coming our way with iOS early in the new year, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah. It's unfortunately not awesome news, but it is going to be incredibly important news. And things that a lot of our colleagues in franchising are going to have some actions to take in order to keep their tracking in place with the new iOS updates that are going to be rolling out actually here pretty quickly.
Excellent. What can we expect, and what has Facebook talked about so far with this update?
Yeah, so if you've been online or seen a newspaper in any major metroplex in the last few weeks, you'll notice that Facebook and Apple have been buying ad space to fight each other, which is always fun to see when two major companies do that. But
yeah, you know who loves that fight is Google.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And at the end of the day, the core issue is this. In iOS 14, Facebook is losing a significant amount of ability to track what users are doing on their iPhones. And obviously, that's a big deal because that's a massive amount of people that Facebook's about to lose a lot of data on. Keyword being there, a lot, not all, but it's still going to affect their ability to report in some of the ways that they did, optimize in some of the ways that they did. And at the user level, for people like you and me, it affects the way that you've got to handle your ads and what you're optimizing for, how you're setting things up, and the result data that you expect to see back from Facebook, because that is going to start becoming more and more limited as Apple continues to push more for greater and greater privacy. So, you know, it's a dual-edged sword, so to say, right? We all are sick of our you know, social security numbers and every breath we take getting analyzed and shipped to every ad buyer in the world. But as marketers, you know, we've learned to live on that data and let it shape our decision making. So there's a lot that people are going to have to account for there.
So what can we do to get ready for this as brands in franchising?
Yeah, so there's really two major categories here, right? There's people that currently have apps on the App Store. They are going to be affected in a much more significant way simply because of the way that Apple's going to report information on apps on the phone back to Facebook, even when you're running app install ads. And then the other group are people that are using things like Facebook pixels and custom audiences, lookalike audiences, and all of those types of data sources, which pretty much everybody that's running Facebook ads is using one of those two things.
Yeah.
So to start with maybe the website, pixel and custom audience side, a few things that you need to be ready for is the big change is going to be data is no longer real time in Facebook. So with iOS, you can expect up to a 72-hour delay on getting any of your data information and analytics. The reason this is important is for two things. Number one, Facebook has said that they're going to begin estimating results for people that have their privacy settings set to where it will never deliver the data to Facebook. Mm. And so when you see number of clicks, it may not necessarily equal the exact number of clicks. It's estimated based on the amount of information Facebook can gather off of that particular user, off of that particular person. Same thing's going to be true of your reach, impressions, et cetera. And ultimately, that's going to become based off of an algorithm based on the number of users Facebook sees hide their privacy versus the number of users they see, you know, say, hey, sure, I don't care if Facebook has my data. I will tell you the thing that I guess sticks out in my mind there is I would imagine that number is going to be significantly high, right?
Yeah.
People are so sick of all of these data breaches and everything else. And everybody's creeped out as they've learned more and more about how much information, whether it's Google or Facebook or Amazon or Apple or whoever has on them. And so the more that people can limit that, the more I think that's going to happen. So I would expect to start seeing some of those results be more, estimates from iOS than yes. hard data clicks.
It's almost like political projections on election night, or yeah, in the case of 2020 election month, where, you know, they're not really calling something. They're saying, well, it's projected that 85% of the people who do a certain thing or live in a certain area are probably doing this action, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And so you're still going to have hard data from, you know, desktop, still going to have hard data from Android, at least for now. And so they'll have still a pretty good baseline to go off of, but you know, iOS users are still a significant number of people on the internet. Yeah. So it is going to affect that. The other big things that I have taken away is, there's going to be a pretty big shift in conversion reporting. So traditionally, we expect to see on Facebook anyways, the conversion gets reported back to the ad where the impression or the initial click or whatever happened. And because Facebook defaults to that, you know, one day view, 28 day click, the attribution currently happens on the day that the click or the impression occurred, not when the actual conversion occurred. And that's been very confusing for a lot of people. And there may still be some people that didn't know that. But when you see your conversions, a lot of times people will ask us like, well, this says I had 4 conversions on Friday, but I didn't. Why does it show that way? And it's because Facebook is saying, well, the click for that conversion happened on Friday. They may have converted a week from now or whenever, right?
So yeah. And the timing feels like it's always been a little off here and there. So if maybe we just reset our expectations, especially with this 72-hour delay, maybe if everybody takes a breath and looks at something over a week's time and not, you know, once a day at noon, expecting right. to see a different number, that might actually be a good thing.
Well, yeah, and I think it actually helps people let ads perform before they pull the trigger to stop them or whatever it may be. You know, Facebook typically runs anytime you make a change to a Facebook ad, right, it's going to go through a learning process for 5 to 7 days every time you tweak something. And so the people that are very quick to change this or tweak that or change this word or change this picture or change that video, you're going to have to take a breath. You're going to have to slow down. You're going to have to give it at least 3 days to see what's happening and realistically be able to measure your campaigns. And in that same term, you're going to have to wait for conversion data as well. So you're not going to really know immediately how quickly your ads convert. And on that same term, Facebook is changing their default conversion window from that traditional 1:28 to 7. Because of the way that iOS reports back, they won't actually allow them to pull that 28-day report through the attribution on the iOS 14 system. So your reporting is going to get limited down to 7 days as well. Now, that won't affect you if you have your own data. So if you're using like offline event sets and stuff, you can still do your 28 days. You can still do that in Facebook attribution. So that's not going to affect anything. But in the ads manager itself, if you're still using that as your primary reporting tool, your numbers are going to take a big hit there. So I would start studying now, what is my 7-day conversion rate versus my 28, and then build you some sort of formula to know, hey, if it says this was in 7, here's probably what it was in 28.
Yeah.
If that's what you're relying on as your primary reporting.
So you're comparing apples to apples here in 2021 versus what you were doing 12 months ago or something like that.
Yeah, because you're going to be really upset if you look at your 7-day rate and then look at your, you know, last year's and it's based off of 28. You're going to say, man, we're really bad at this today. So, yeah.
I like the idea, though, of everybody taking a breath. And if anything was taught to us by the year 2020 was slow and steady, have a little patience, build the audience, and you know, stop checking your numbers every 5 minutes. right? So I think that's probably a good way to kick off 2021 here, Mike. Anything else we should do to get ready for this change? And do we know how soon this may be happening?
Yeah. So, along those lines, things to kind of prepare for. The other piece of that is going to be your audiences, right? So if anybody opts out of tracking, they're going to get pulled out of your lookalikes. They're going to get pulled out of your custom audiences, all of those things. So just expect hits there. If you rely heavily on those sources, you'll probably want to rebuild your audiences after the change takes place. Which kind of leads into your next question there. So right now, the tentative timeline is sometime between March and May as to when they expect this to happen. Now, Apple was originally planning on rolling it out when they first rolled iOS 14, and they delayed because of basically Facebook and Google saying, we're not ready for this because we didn't think you'd actually do it. and now that they have, it's created a real problem. But that's kind of the estimated timeline at this point, is sometime between March and May, Apple plans on turning this on. And what that's going to do, just so everybody understands how it works, is anytime somebody is asking for data from Facebook, from whatever website that you're getting, you're going to get prompted, and it's going to ask you, do you want to share your data with Facebook, with Google, with ad.doubleclick, or whatever the tracking provider is there? And if you say no, it's going to opt you out of tracking on that site. So that's really going to make a big difference in the way that people interact and do things with iOS 14 and ads and things like that. And then just to mention, I know we're running short on time, but just to mention it, if you are running a mobile app and you're running for conversion events, it's really going to affect you. And I can't exaggerate this any more than what Facebook has. And the reason they're fighting so hard is because of these mobile app installs. Your conversion events are going to be limited. So you can only see certain things people are doing in your app. You have to have the latest Facebook SDK installed. If you don't, you're not going to have any tracking whatsoever. And then the other big piece is, if you're running mobile app installs, you have to have a unique ad account for your iOS 14 ads. But don't create it yet. Facebook is creating an interface to where you can actually specify that the ad account that you're running off of is just for iOS 14 ads. So make sure that you keep an eye out for that, because any ad that you try to run for iOS 14 installs on an ad account that's not specified for it are going to get denied immediately. So keep an eye out for that. Facebook says that they will send an alert to all the ad accounts when it turns on so that you can mark that. So just be ready for that. So those are kind of the big things. That's when to expect it. But it's not a joke. It's going to really, really affect the way marketing happens on Facebook, because you're about to have a significant amount of data loss from Apple users. And you really are going to have some good planning in place to be able to account for it.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Mike. And I think as soon as that that time comes to create those new accounts, maybe we'll jump back on here and do a little bit of an update here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Folks, before we go, a quick note about our friends at Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The January issue is out today, and it features a brand new monthly column from yours truly. I'd love to have you take a look at it. Today's column is all about the power of podcasting for franchising, something that we've gotten to know quite a bit about here on Social Geek Radio. So please check it out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com.